Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for this evening's message is the gospel lesson that we read together. Sometimes when I was reading a book or watching a movie as a child, I would envision myself as one of the characters in the story. If I was watching Swiss Family Robinson on the Wonderful World of Disney, I pictured myself as one of those boys living in that treehouse on that beautiful island. When I was reading the Hardy Boys book, I pictured myself as maybe not one of the Hardy Boys, but certainly one of their unnamed friends. Maybe you also find yourself, as you're reading, taking the place of one of those characters. In the Midford series, it wasn't too hard to identify as Father Tim. In our text this morning, who would you identify yourself with? Would you identify yourself as one of the disciples? Or perhaps Jesus, or maybe one of the religious leaders of Jesus' day, or maybe perhaps the woman herself, or maybe her daughter. Who would you be? Who are you? Well, I suppose it would be safe for me to say that we could probably all eliminate ourselves, putting ourselves into the place of Jesus, identifying ourselves as Jesus. Partly because we're not without sin. Partly because to identify ourselves as Jesus would really be putting us in the spot, wouldn't it? So I suppose as we read the story, would we want to identify ourselves as Jesus? After all, what does he call this woman? He more or less, doesn't he, call her a dog? I've come only to the lost sheep of Israel. It isn't right to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs. That doesn't sound like Jesus, does it? Doesn't sound like the Jesus that we want to identify with, is it? We perhaps don't have a problem with Jesus blasting the hypocrisy of the religious leaders, but here's a woman, obviously in great need. Her daughter is possessed by a demon. How could Jesus be so cold-hearted toward her and her need? No, I don't think I would identify myself with Jesus. Maybe one of the disciples. Oh, I suppose it would be easy for us to identify ourselves as one of the disciples, wouldn't it? Aren't we sometimes also in a hurry to get people that are inconvenient to us out of our way? Aren't we in a hurry to tidy things up, to just pass by things, to not get caught in a commotion, if you will? I mean, here's this woman, and she's following Jesus, and she's crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me," and she's causing a scene. Wouldn't we want to be like those disciples and distance ourselves from people like that? Aren't we sometimes like those disciples, distancing, removing ourselves from what is uncomfortable to us, what makes us uncomfortable? I suppose we could identify with the disciples, but that really doesn't always put us in a very good light, does it? And I don't think we'd want to identify with those religious leaders either, would we? After all, they reject Jesus. And certainly none of us by our words or by our actions or by our thoughts would be rejecting of Jesus, would we? But maybe sometimes we are like those religious leaders. Maybe in our own sort of way, we're just as hypocritical as they are, aren't we? But that doesn't really paint us in a very good light either, does it? So who's left to really want to identify with? All that's left is the woman. Well, the daughter, of course. But I don't think any of us would want to be demon-possessed, would we? So that naturally just leaves the woman. But would we really want to be like the woman? After all, she's sort of an outcast. She's outcast primarily because she's not of the house of Israel. She's actually from the region of Tyre and Sidon. Even worse than a Samaritan. This person is through and through a Gentile. And yet she comes asking Jesus for help. Undoubtedly has heard the news of Jesus healing people, raising the dead, giving sight, hearing, perhaps even raising the dead, and driving out demons from others. Certainly he must be able to help her daughter. And she begs. We don't like to beg, do we? As Americans, we don't like to beg. We shouldn't have to beg. But yet this woman begs Jesus for mercy. Mercy not for herself, but for her daughter. And I suppose there are times in our lives when we have to set aside our pride, set aside our hypocrisy, set aside the inconvenience, and have to actually get down on our knees and beg God, beg our Lord Jesus to help us, to have mercy on us. And Jesus says, it's not right for me to give the bread of the children to you, to the dogs. And the woman says, but even the dogs get the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Now there's a kicker. There's something that makes that woman stand out far differently than me, and perhaps also you. I didn't do it tonight. The thought went through my mind of going through the drive-thru at McDonald's and asking for some of the crumbs, some of those burnt crispy, nobody wants them out of the French fryer thing. I don't know what the reaction to the people on the other end would have been. Or for the crumbs out of the cookie dispenser. Nobody asks for the crumbs, do they? In fact, in our homes, when we're cleaning up after a meal, what do? We brush the crumbs into our hand and we usually throw them away, don't we? Or maybe we give them to our dog. We drive through the drive-up and we don't want the crumbs, do we? We want the supersized, the big fries, the big drink that doesn't even fit in the cup holder. But that typifies our life, isn't it? We want the biggest and the best of everything because we're Americans. And yet this woman is content for the crumbs. And when I go to my Lord in prayer, I oftentimes don't even ask Him for the crumbs. I want the big supersized blessings. I want the big supersized healings. And He gently reminds me to be content. Because even the crumbs from the hand of our Lord are magnificent, awesome blessings, aren't they? So who would we be in the story? We're probably not real comfortable being any of them. So let's just step out of the story and let's be ourselves. And maybe we come with cares and burdens. Maybe we come crying to the Lord for mercy, not for ourselves, but for a loved one who is going through illness, or who is facing death, or who is mourning the death of a loved one, or whose future is uncertain as far as employment. And we cry out, Lord, have mercy. We come with our burden of sin and guilt and shame, and we cry out, Lord, have mercy upon us. And He welcomes us, not as dogs, but as children. Children of the Father, brothers and sisters of Jesus. And He doesn't just give us the crumbs, but He invites us to His table. And there He gives us the bread of life. There He gives us the cup of His blood, not simply crumbs. Jesus said of the woman, your faith is great. It shall be as you desire. And the woman's daughter was healed instantly. There are things I would like to happen instantly. Some in my life, some in your life, some in others' lives. They may not come instantly. But yet faith tells me, as it tells you, that our Lord Jesus is able to do it in an instant, if it's His will and it's His purpose. But let us be content in simply receiving the blessings that come our way. Let us be content in being His children. Let us be content to share that blessedness with those who seek from the Lord even just a few crumbs. Who would we be in that story? May we really put ourselves in the place of that woman, that we may have such great faith in our Lord Jesus as our Savior, the one who saves us from sin and from death, and yes, even from the possession of the devil, and who gives us life, salvation, and eternal life, and the forgiveness of sins. Amen.